Good afternoon, McCarty Jewelers.
Is Mr. AV in today?
He is not. He will be back Monday.
Hey, how's the guys' recovery from that one storm that went through there that took out
a
plaza?
They're putting people back together, and we still, like in my neighborhood, we have tons of just vacant lots because they had to bulldoze down houses, and I was lucky. I had some damage, but nothing. It's all outside. I had no inside damage, so... But there's several neighbors that are living in wherever because they're having to completely redo their houses, or they've been bulldozed down and they're going to have to completely rebuild them.
Wow.
But overall, they've done a really good job of cleaning up the debris and stuff.
Good.
It's amazing. I mean, it's amazing now you just go by and it's a vacant lot. I mean, they've done an excellent job of cleaning up.
Yeah.
Because it was all over town. It's from one end of town to the other. It wasn't like one spot.
And so
I think they've done a good job, but there's always somebody who's going to complain, and I think most of the people are, you know, there's still some people arguing with their insurance company, though, which is sad.
Yeah, that's the hardest part is they want their money like yesterday. The insurance company takes forever to get some assessors out there and, you know, figure it out and get the process going. Meanwhile, people are left stranded.
Right.
You know, and that sucks. But, I hope they can get their houses rebuilt quickly and back on their feet again because I know people get anxious about that.
Yeah, well, it's just hard to live, in a hotel room. Even if they rent a house, it's still hard because you don't want to really move in.
Right.
And the couple across the street, they've got two little kids, but they've moved in even though it's really not ready to move in.
Right.
Their place they were living in, their lease with that ran out, and they couldn't find anything else. I don't know what room they're living in. You know, it's a pretty good sized house, but part of it's still not finished because they had to completely redo the inside.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, sometimes those things take about a year. I've seen some houses around where I live that may have had fires, and just from that, it takes almost a year for them to get people back into the house after they cleaned it out, redo everything, rebuild, and contractors have to be scheduled, and it's. I'll tell you what,
you're out of everything. You can't get anything. I'm still waiting on a storm door.
Oh, wow, okay. You can't find one?
They've got one order. He's got it ordered from two or three places, the guy who's going to put it in for me.
Sure.
And they've got it ordered, you know, like Home Depot and what's the other one called?
Lowe's.
And then there's some private companies that he's got them ordered. But we're not the only area that, you know, these places, you know, not just here.
Right.
And they've been out. So I didn't get my storm door ordered quick enough. I wasn't thinking. And all of a sudden one day I thought, oh, why don't you get that ordered? And so I found somebody who could put it in, and he's got it ordered. But that's been back, I think, July.
Well, hopefully it won't be too much longer before they can get that installed.
I was hoping before winter that I'd have it in. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't like having that door because it's just right there. There's nothing.
Right.
No porch or anything. It comes into the garage area. So
okay.
I just don't like it being just that door to come through. But anyway. Some people don't even have a house yet. So.
No, but it offers you another layer of protection, really, in your doorway. But it'll be there before you know it. I was just seeing if AV needed a price on anything that we can help with, but I'll check back next week.
Well, their anniversary was Wednesday or yesterday. I'm not sure which one.
Cool.
And so they went to the arts and crafts. We had this huge arts and crafts fair. Everybody comes from everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And so they went to that yesterday. He loves her a whole bunch.
You know what? Whatever makes them happy, that's what matters. Right?
He was outside on a beautiful day. So
That's okay.
And they watched their daughter play volleyball last night, and they left last night to go to Branson.
That's
only about an hour and a half from here, so it's no big deal. So they left us right before the ball game, and they left to go to
Is that place still as popular as it once was back when Andy Williams had his place and other people like that in Branson?
I haven't been there in a long time. A lot of the, I don't know what they have. I haven't been there as, to go to anything. But they still have it, and whether it's as is nice or not, I don't know. I don't have any idea who's even up there now.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a lot of really good performers there.
I know.
I didn't even know that when we moved up here, it was kind of new, and then they had another Silver Dollar City, which is a big deal. And we weren't impressed with either one of them, but they were all brand new, and they didn't have all the things that they have now and stuff. But,
yeah.
And I had no clue that the real people actually, like Andy Williams, that he was there. I thought they just played his music.
Yeah, no, they actually, that's where they actually did perform. They had their own, you know, kind of like a theater of some sort. And the next thing you know, like two others would be there, and it'd be like then a whole bunch would be there.
Yeah.
You know, doing the same thing, kind of like, and you know, I thought it was a great idea for a while. I wasn't sure if it was still something that people would actually do or go
well,
to.
Well, I've been, when my daughter used to live in Houston, mm-hmm. I'd be there sometimes and they'd have an ad for Silver Dollar City on the, and I think, oh, that is too funny.
Yeah.
You well, wouldn't even think about having an ad in Houston, but I mean, I didn't, but so yeah, people from all over go. Are they still, I think it's still, I don't think it's the thing it was before, but it's still pretty popular.
Oh, that's good. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your weekend.
You need something for all these people to go to.
Oh, yeah. Well, enjoy your weekend. If any questions do arrive, let me know, and I'll try to catch up with AV next week.
Okay. All right. Thanks. You have a good weekend,
appreciate it.
Too.
You bet. Take care.
Bye-bye.